My name is Kumiko Aoki. I'm from the Open University of Japan. And I started to use LAMS this semester, but I still don't have enough evidence to really talk about my experience of using LAMS. So what I'm going to talk about is more general overview and the macro level, a discussion of the possibility of motivating students, Japanese students especially, the future potentials of LAMS. So let me start with talking about the characteristics of Japanese students. Why I'm so interested in the characteristics of Japanese student is because I taught in U.S. universities for about 10 years, so I'm more familiar with American student, and I then came back to Japan, and I've been teaching for about 5 years, and I started to realize the big difference. I would say the cultural difference between the student characteristics of U.S. student and the Japanese student. And of course, stereotyping is not good. I'm not really trying to give you stereotypes, but certainly, from my observation, there is a distinct difference between American students and Japanese students. And that's the reason why I started to interested in what why Japanese students are different and how can actually motivate Japanese students. So let me start with kind of a gloomy picture of teaching and learning in Japan. I would say we tend to see low level of engagement by both student and professors. So students don't expect much from classrooms and universities, and the professors don't expect much from the student in Japan. Of course, there are exceptions. I'm trying to generalize, and maybe I'm trying to overgeneralize. Of course, there are exceptions. But students tend to be passive learners. Eva just talked about the passive learning, and students are so accustomed to be passive learners. And in Japan, throughout the school system, they are so trained to be passive learners. They have to sit in the classroom, listen to teachers, and they have to memorize whatever teacher says and just be tested on the test, which based on the fact memorization and a little bit of understanding. And at the same time, in universities especially, the professors, I think this situation is not only in Japan, but professors are tend to be evaluated based on their research outcomes, not by teaching. So most of the university professors are not really interested in improving their teaching. Of course, the situation has been a little bit improved and changing right now, but overall, professors are more interested in doing their own research rather than improving their teaching or teaching method. And I'm going to actually talk about a little bit of these cultural factors too. And I think, as I said, I don't really like to stereotype, but there are some distinct cultural factors which make the student, the Japanese student, different from other Western students. And in order to talk about characteristics of Japanese student, I like to base on a couple of survey, which is a massive survey. And this college student survey was conducted by University of Tokyo, which is the most prominent reputable university in Japan. And there is a research group within University of Tokyo. They did a massive study of college student in Japan, not only in University of Tokyo, but actually 127 different colleges and universities in Japan. And they collected responses from over 48,000 students. So this is massive, massive data. So even though this may not be a random sample, I would say it's pretty much representative of Japanese students in general. And one question asked, I cannot really go through all the questions, but I'll pinpoint some to illustrate the characteristics of Japanese students. The first, not the first, but one question asked, what percentage of the courses you think were meaningful to you in the college, in the universities? And the student asked, about 40% of liberal arts courses were useful or meaningful to them, and about less than 60% of specialized or advanced courses they thought were somewhat meaningful to them. So it's not really high percentage. Only about half of the courses the student thought were meaningful. And in terms of class styles the student experienced in their college life, what were the style of classes? The student said the lecture with more than 100 students, 23.6%. This is not the respondent. This is the percentage of students saying the experience of their classes. So on average, among students, 23.6% of the courses they experienced were lecture class with more than 100 students. The medium-sized lecture, 50 to 100 students, 28.4%. Lecture with less than 50 students, 30.1%. Seminar only 13.3%, and workshop only 11.6%. So in total, lectures consist more than 80% of student experience in terms of the classes, the university classes they took. And in terms of class experience, there are many actually questions about this, but the interesting I thought was they have experienced the following. Express my own opinion in class. Often, only 4.2% of students say they often express their opinion in class. Sometimes 26.6%, rarely 42.2%, and hardly 25.7%. So in a sense, almost close to 80% of students rarely or hardly express their opinion in class. In terms of actively participating in class, often, only 7.3%, 3.3% said sometimes, 36.7% rarely, and 24.2% said hardly. So again, about what, 60%, more than 60% of students rarely or hardly participated in class actively. So this is pretty much the picture of a Japanese student experience in university. In terms of student attitude, what is your general attitude toward classes? One statement, I attend the classes regularly even if there are not, I think they are not useful or they are not interesting. So the students attend classes regularly even though they are not interested in the classes or the subject the classes are teaching. So in a sense, which is good. Students are diligent, even though they are not interested in actually actively participating, but they actually sit in a class at least, then regularly attend the classes. I ask questions to teachers and consult study method with the teacher. This one, only 5.8% said applies well, 21% somewhat applies. But overall majority, the seldom applies, 43.5% does not apply, 28.9%. So about 70, 80, less than 80% of students really don't talk to teachers and ask questions to teachers. I prepare for a class and review it well. Applies well, only 4.6%. Somewhat applies, 24.4%. Again, the overall majority seldom applies or does not apply, meaning they don't prepare for class or they don't review the class. They don't study outside of the classroom. Study time, how many hours per week do you spend? 0. 12.9% of the students at 0, none, to study for classes. Between 1 and 5, half. This is per week, not per day. And per week, between 1 and 5 hours is half. And those people who study more than 6 hours are actually minority. And to study unrelated classes, zero, the percentage of zero become bigger, 38.1%, between 1 and 5 hours, about 40%. So again, the majority, almost 80% of the student don't study. Well, they don't study for classes. They don't really study for things which are not related to classes. So you see the picture, the Japanese students don't study outside the classrooms. What do they do? They do part-time jobs, they do extracurricular activities, they do socialization, but they don't study. So another question asks the student general feelings. Have you felt the following? The one item said, I do not have enthusiasm in life. And unfortunately, often 16.9%, sometimes 44.9%. So almost 60% of the students don't have enthusiasm in life. They're youth, they're young people, and they don't have any enthusiasm in life. That's very sad, sad fact. And I cannot follow the class, often 11.6%, sometimes 37.8%. So again, more than close to half of the student cannot really follow the class. And I am not interested in the class, often 12.6%, sometimes 43.6%. Again, almost more than half of the student are not interested in the class. So again, as I said, this is the sample, this is the data collected from over 42,000 students, and I think this is pretty good representation of the characteristics of Japanese student. There is another study actually conducted by Benesse Corporation, which is a for-profit corporation, but they do a lot of research in education area. And this was conducted actually with the sample of 8,000. Well, they administered questionnaire to 800,000 panelists, but they got completed questionnaire about 4,000. 2,400 males and 1,600 females. So this is a smaller sample, but still the 4,000 sample of 4,000 is pretty good sample size. And I would say this may be a little bit towards the skew towards more technology orientation because the questionnaires were administered online. So those students are more ICT literate. But in terms of class attendance, again, we can see that the Japanese students attend classes regularly. They are diligent attendee of the classes, even though they are not interested in the classes. And in terms of class experiences, many of them said classes, the classes they took used ICT, and as I said before, this questionnaire was administered online, and I would say this sample is skewed towards more ICT use. And I wouldn't be surprised to see this figure, but if you see a more general picture, this may be a little bit skewed. And classes involving collaborative learning, more than half, which is good. Classes involving discussions, close to half. Classes where students can communicate with teachers outside the class and face-to-face, close to half. Classes where students can communicate with teachers outside the class via ICT, about 40%. So it seems it's good in terms of class experiences. And another question asked their education preferences. What kind of classes they prefer? Interestingly, more than 80% of students prefer lecture-style classes, where teachers teach knowledge skills. As I said, they are so accustomed to be passive learners. They learn to be good students, but they don't know how to initiate learning. They don't know how to be active learners. So they just want to keep the way they've been doing, and they prefer lecture-style classes. And they prefer basic classes which teach knowledge, basic knowledge, rather than applied classes. But they think teachers should interact with students more outside classrooms. This is the easy solution. I prefer assessment based on attendance. Of course, they regularly attend classes. If they can get good grades just by attendance, that would be easy. And students said, I prefer selecting classes freely. And in terms of class behaviors, again, some questions asked about their class behaviors. And again, this shows the diligence of Japanese student. The student tend to submit homeworks on time. So they attend classes regularly. They submit homeworks on time. They are industrial diligent student. And they make effort to get a good grade. But again, if it comes to the behavior that expressing opinions in group discussions, less than half of the students said either applies well or somewhat applies. And asking teachers if I cannot understand in class, so asking teachers in teachers questions only about less than 40%. And lastly, expressing opinions in class, not in group discussions, but in class, it's really small number, a little bit more than 20% of students said they actually did that. So this is quite, this is another study, but kind of reinforcing what the first study I introduced discovered. And in terms of learning outcomes, after 4 years of college education, what you think you learned? And the students said create documents and presentation using computers. The majority of them said they learned. Collect appropriate information from various sources. And only about a little bit more than half of the students said feel confident about oneself. And a little bit less than 50% said express own knowledge or opinions visually. And about less than 40% said take leadership in group activities. So if I summarize based on these two studies, the result of two studies, what are the characteristics of Japanese college students? They are accustomed to and prefer lecture-style classes, as I said, because they've been accustomed to that kind of style. They've been listening to lectures, and they've been study hard for exams. So this is a style they know well, and they are accustomed to. They attend classes regularly, but rarely ask questions, even if they don't understand what they're being taught. And students rarely actively participate in class. They are passive learners. But they have desire to earn good grades. But they rarely study outside classroom. It's kind of conflicting evidence, but they have desire to earn great grades, but they don't study. And the students tend to be apathetic about life and learning itself. So, I wonder why Japanese students are apathetic and not really motivated to study. In comparison to, well, the American student I experienced in the past, they are more energetic and there I could see more motivation in learning among American students. Well, the first of all, I thought potential employers, after they graduate from college, do not really care about their classroom achievement. They care about which university they graduate from, but they really actually look at like GPA or grades as much as what I saw in U.S. And the classes are usually offered based on professors' research interest. The professors decide what they want to teach, and based on their research interest, and then it's not really thought or considered in terms of students' needs. And teaching skills of professors are often questionable. They, again, as I said, they are interested in doing research and extending their research outcomes, but few professors are interested in improving their teaching skills, although this has been changing because of the governmental mandate saying each university has to do faculty development programs, which means the university has to offer some seminars and workshops and do some programs to improve teaching skills. So I hope this will change in the near future. And as I said, students are accustomed to passive learning. Do I have time? Well, maybe I will skip this. This is another study we conducted in the past last year, how ICT is used in universities in Japan. And so most universities kind of implemented ICT or have a plan to implement. And they use ICT for effective instruction or for education efficiently, so effective and efficient instruction. And they said that the ICT use made effective teaching and learning possible, and students began to be able to study anywhere, anytime. But at the same time, ICT use was burdensome for teachers, and it was burdensome for staff members to maintain the system. And we asked the challenge of ICT use, and many universities said it's a lack of personnel, the lack of skills, and lack of know-how, and difficulty of establishing support systems. And a little bit over half of the universities are using LMS. And in terms of what kind of LMS is in use, majority of them use developed in-house proprietary systems, but increasingly the number of universities who use Moodle is getting bigger. And there are some Blackboard market and WebCT market. But looking at the technological use overall in Japan, I think that the technology are being used to reinforce the prevailing teacher-centered pedagogy. When we talk about ICT use, the podcasting, not really podcasting, video casting of the lectures most of the time, and or teachers' use of PowerPoint and put the PowerPoint lectures on the web, that kind of teacher-centered approach of using ICT. So to replicate lectures in classroom to aid information delivery. And in a sense, in terms of the word by Christensen, John Christensen, I would say that the technological use in Japanese higher education would be more as a sustaining technology rather than disruptive technology. And I think we should really use technology to transform teaching and learning with a new pedagogy. We've been talking about constructivist approach and connectivism. That kind of new pedagogy need to be more implemented with university, with technology, and in a sense, we have to treat technology as disruptive technology instead of sustaining technology. And since I'm running out of time, I will just briefly touch upon the culture factors. In terms of culture factors, Hofstede is the most prominent scholars in cross-cultural communication and cultural studies, and he recognized five different dimensions in terms of cultural differences, and some of them really affect education. For example, power distance. Power distance indicates how the respect for authority, how people in some culture respect authority. And the large power distance meaning the larger respect for authority, small power distance meaning less respect for authority. And in large power distance countries such as Japan, students depend on teachers, as opposed to small power distance countries such as US, teachers treat students as equals. the student treat teachers with respect as opposed to student treat teachers as equals and so forth. So it's more teacher-centered education for large power distance countries and student-centered education for small power distance countries. And another dimension said strong uncertainty avoidance. Uncertainty avoidance meaning that the people don't like anything which is vague and not explained well. They try to avoid uncertainty. Weak uncertainty avoidance meaning that they can tolerate more ambiguity and uncertainty. And Japan is considered to be strong in terms of uncertainty avoidance, and U.S. is considered to be weak in uncertainty avoidance. And so the cultures where strong uncertainty avoidance is held, students want to know right answers. They want to be told what's right and what's wrong. As opposed to weak uncertainty avoidance countries, students want a good discussion and so forth. I think I should go through faster. The collectivist individual risk, I think you know very well. I don't reiterate. And long-term orientation, short-term orientation is another cultural dimension Hofstede mentioned. And the long-term orientation countries such as Japan, students attribute success to effort and failure to lack of effort, as opposed to short-term orientation countries such as U.S., students attribute both success and failure to luck and occult forces. his word. Anyway, so this is actually the thing I will talk about a little bit. So the problems of teaching and learning in Japan, and the student apathy towards learning due to their habits of passive learning, teachers' inability to design learning activities for active learning, too much focus on summative assessment instead of formative assessment, institutions' inability to implement ICT to facilitate active learning, and cultural factors inhibiting student-centered learning. So these are, I think, are the overall problems of teaching and learning in Japan in terms of implementing more active learning and motivating students in learning. And I would say, using LAMS, a student can actually engage in their own learning activities instead of just passively learning and listening to the lecture. And it's the suggestion, another solution using LAMS, teacher can plan a class in terms of learning activities instead of learning lecture content. So the student and the student teachers can focus more on learning activity instead of putting up their lectures content. And another LAMS solution. So each activity student engage in recorded in LAMS so that teachers can do more formative assessment rather than just rely on summative assessment. And using LAMS, institution can implement professional development for teaching staff. I think using LAMS for professional development or faculty development would be a very good idea for those universities who are trying to implement faculty development, professional development programs. And lastly, by using LAMS, students are more responsible for their own learning instead of teachers directing. So that's my future wish. The ICT should be used to enhance student active and deep learning. And in order to do that, the institution really need to have strategic vision. I don't think it's just faculty member individual can do that. I think institution as a whole has to have that strategic vision to do that. I'm sorry, went over the time. This is my